wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Radios, when Jesus comes, hearken as I will foretell in plain language an event that may take place at any moment. My prophecy is certain, and the time is near at hand. Attention, please. No one can explain it. Nothing like it ever happened before. What has suddenly interrupted the radio and TV programs all over the world? Investigation proceeds as breathless audiences listen for every report and announcers promise momentary information. Finally, it comes in. This is not a local or nationwide catastrophe, but reports of it come from nations on every continent. People suddenly disappear, and so fast no one sees them go. They leave their homes and their offices, sometimes a pilot of a plane, or a bus, or truck driver, and the wrecks are awful sights to behold. No earthquake or hurricane is reported, and no invading army or bomb. Some suggest it is of religious significance, but all the churches and most of the preachers are still here, and they too are puzzled. But some have observed that the missing people were those Bible fanatics who were always talking about their Jesus. And what makes it more mysterious, the cemeteries are in ruin. Some of the tombstones are thrown over and dirt thrown up like a bomb went off in those graves, and the caskets are emptied of their bodies, while all the other graves are not disturbed. And one of our radio staff observed that the tombstones of the empty graves had something about Jesus on the stones. And in this dilemma, our staff has hunted for some of those Bible preachers, but they've all gone. So let us all be calm. Don't panic. Whatever this is, we are helpless to cope with it. This station will keep you informed, for our staff will go into action to get at the bottom of all this. As you shut off your radio, you will know what has happened. The Lord Jesus has come again as he said he would. He has taken his people home to heaven, and you are left. And you will know for sure that it's too late for you to be saved, and the door is shut. You turned down Jesus Christ, your Savior, and chose the world instead of God's Son. So now you are left a part of that world that crucified God's beloved Son, and then plunge deeper into sin and God defiance with every generation. And as you look out, it seems like the sun has left the heavens, and angry clouds with fiery lightnings tell how the day of God's wrath and vengeance has really come. Neighbor, in that day, no one can help you. But today, I want to help you. Do this. Get alone with God and confess to him your sin and wickedness of heart and life, and your rebellion and defiance of him, and how you deserve his judgment. Then cry to him for his mercy, not because of anything you have done, but because of what his Son, Jesus Christ, did for you as he died for your sins. Then call on the Lord Jesus to save you and make you one of his own people, delivering you from this world as you now surrender to him to be your Lord, to obey him as your king, to be in his kingdom, and your Savior from your sins. This will bring the assurance that he has received you, and when he comes, he will receive you as one of his own to go to heaven, to be with Christ forever and not left in this world. Jesus is coming again, that is certain. And while we do not know the day nor hour, yet he shall come quickly, like a flash of lightning. There'll be no time to get ready. We must be ready now. Oh, my neighbor, don't eat or sleep until you know that you have received the Lord Jesus Christ and he has received you. Then you can hear him say, "Surely I come quickly." And you can answer, "Lord Jesus, so come. I am ready." Listen to the words of this hymn I wrote to the tune of "O Happy Day." The first verse is the experience of real Christians when Jesus comes. The second verse expresses the hopeless anguish of those without Christ. O happy day that draweth nigh, when Christ our Lord comes from on high. Living and dead in Christ arise, earth left behind, they mount the skies. Happy day, when Jesus calls his saints away. Hearing his voice, we will rejoice and rise to meet him in the skies. Happy day, when Jesus calls his saints away. And then the second verse, sad, sad the day Jesus has come. Christians all gone, judgment begun. With bitter wail and aching heart, in Christ the Lord they have no part. Awful day, Jesus has called his saints away. Lonely, forlorn, with hearts all torn, lost ones in fear now reel along. Awful day, Jesus has called his saints away. The Lord Jesus coming again, will it be the happy day for you when you shall go home to heaven? Or will it be the awful day when your eternal doom will be sealed, and as a Christ rejecter and a God-defiant sinner, you shall enter the wrath of God? The challenge goes forth today. Who is on the Lord's side? I hope you will answer, I am. I will receive the Lord Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and then I know he will receive me when he comes again. He certainly will. Amen. This is a message to you from the Holy Spirit of God through his bondservant, David Brinkman.